I moved to Madison about almost 4 years ago, having just graduated college, and I knew no one outside my coworkers at my new job, and I was trying to figure out how to put down roots and find a community. I was raised in a UU church in Illinois, but I had stopped attending services of any kind while I was in college, so I decided to try attending a service or two in Madison, thinking it might be a good way of meeting people and finding a community. I heard that Madison had a high concentration of UUs, but I was still surprised upon Googling to find three entire congregations in the area. I heard of the Frank Lloyd Wright Church, and so I tried a couple of services there. The building was beautiful, but the congregation was much bigger than the one I was raised in, and I didn't feel quite right. So I trekked across town from my west side apartment to James Reed. The building was unassuming but welcoming, and I settled into a chair in the back of the sanctuary one summer day. To this day, I don't remember what the service and sermon were actually about, but I remember that one of the hymns was Morning Has Broken, a UU classic that I hadn't heard in many years since I stopped regularly attending church. As the congregation rose and sang together, I actually felt myself choking up, moved by the familiarity of the music and an overwhelming sense of feeling at home. I knew then that this was my place. That was June of 2019, and we all know what happened about 9 months after that. The fledgling connections I had made in Madison all of a sudden were put to the test as everything was either canceled or moved online. James Reeve and especially choir became a rock for me during that time. I experienced some mental health lows that I had never experienced before, but I still managed to attend rehearsals every Thursday. Singing together, whether muted over Zoom or bundled up and reading music by flashlight in the back parking lot, gave me an island at times when I felt like I was barely keeping my head above water. In the spring of 2022, I finally started to dig myself out, and at last I could think clearly and feel capable of doing more than just taking care of myself. Serendipitously, it was around this time that I was asked to serve on the Board of Trustees. I'd seen how our congregation had struggled over the last 2 years of the pandemic through the transition to Zoom services and then to multi-platform worship. This community had served as an important constant for me during such a time of personal and global upheaval, and I wanted to help see it through this time of uncertainty. Serving on the board has given me a newfound sense of purpose. I live and work in Madison, but now I also have a center outside of myself and a connection to this place that goes beyond my own life and needs. Reeve has offered me a sense of belonging, and I want to ensure that this place thrives so that it can offer the same to many others yet to come.
My name is Heike, as I mentioned earlier. Occasionally, I have a dream where I'm in charge of an event and it turns out to be utter chaos. Things are going wrong and everyone is looking at me for solutions. I hate that dream. On the surface, one interpretation might be that I feel anxiety at the thought of being a leader. But the more I think about it, I think that what it's saying is what I'm really most afraid of in that dream is of being alone. In my dream, there's no community, no connection, no one to reach out to for help. Just me and my fear and all those nasty dream people staring at me. And yet here I am awake and I've agreed to serve on the Board of Trustees more than once. Yes, I have anxiety about being in a leadership role. My guess is that most people do. It can be a scary experience, especially the thought of having to navigate uncertainty or disagreement or sorrow as a leader. The difference from my dream is that in this beloved community, which I've been a part of for over 20 years, I don't feel alone. I feel safe here. I feel at home. At our center is faith in each other and love. Over the years, I have served on the board, the membership committee, the stewardship committee, the RE committee. I've been an RE teacher, sung in the choir, made soups, painted the bathroom floor, shoveled snow. You get the idea. I've seen members and friends come and go and others stay. And I'm here to tell you, this place is a part of me and me a part of it, the beloved community, our beloved community. What holds us together? What grounds and centers us? For one thing, our covenant. As it says on our website, this covenant represents the promises we make to ourselves and how we want to treat each other. May it be a source of renewal and inspiration as we continue to come together, working to transform ourselves and the world. So even when it's hard work, we aspire to stay together as a community, to work through challenging times together with our covenant as a guide. End of the quote. I think this idea of making promises to each other, especially the promises that we hope will guide us when the work gets hard and we get cranky, is why I find this community so special. I say we hope will guide us, because ultimately the covenant only works if we choose to use it as individuals, as a congregation, and as a board. If you haven't already read it, you can find our covenant on our website under About Us, and then in the drop-down menu, Congregational Documents. Another thing that is central to our community is our coming together every week to worship. I know that some people are uncomfortable with that word, but I choose to embrace it. Here's one of the definitions that Merriam-Webster offers. To regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. I can think of nothing more worthy of extravagant respect and devotion than the mystery and wonder of life and the intentional journey that we undertake together as members of a congregation. And so I stay and I contribute my time and money to a place that feeds me, literally and figuratively, now that COVID is over, grounds and centers me, sometimes wears me out a little, but most often and most importantly, delights me and helps me find joy. Thank you for not being my nasty dream people, for showing up, for co-creating our beloved community with me. End quote.